So it's not suffice the fact that it, at
that's
the time
right.
of receiving had a collision.
That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. It has to be start the time of Nisina. That's when the Gerashin takes place. All right. So the Gemara says, if Kikomashmuel, the Batil Maidinar, I polit polit, will he polit, la Gomu? So then, even if polit, my have it, maybe has to be polit. Maybe has to be polit. But at the time of the Nisina, maybe it was still blank. Some Melitz, Raime, Frasch, and this Gemara. Even if we know that it was written within visible ink and that it could have come out, the ACS, had it been treated, but since it hadn't been treated before the Nisina with that chemical and it wasn't visible then, so it's not a get at that time. So why does Shmuel say that in the Rashes, so the Gemara says, Shmuel Namel Chayshinim Kama. Now the Shmuel doesn't say she's Midrashes B'Tirasvada. B'Tirasvada not. But, in other words, in other words, only B'Tirasofik. So there is a Sofik, maybe it was written with invisible ink, and maybe it emerged. In some ways, sometimes I suppose, even without treating it. Today, when it's written with invisible ink, so in order to emerge, so then you have to use certain chemicals. But maybe sometimes it is written in such a way that by itself the ACS might emerge. It all depends how what the job was done on it. Some melee, it's only a chash. Maybe the ACS emerged at the time of the missing. Shmuel, now let's see the Rashi. Tikom ha-Shmuel na-Meshim Grashes lo-i bistome elo bidakim lo-linio b'mai nara tzeva shikirim purim mavir me yaseva olof u-peleit eisi shebol avnir is hashtu de pola tuch shehoye bluis lo-yo ksat so the bot Shmuel na-Mechashin and koma sofik shemo lo-niv lo-yofi v'imei is asur li-keyen Vichletes loimis abiemes di sofik roshi. So Teisve says a chiddush. Ushmuel name chayshinon koma hashtel itzricha leikme di batkine di chiloi batkine name ikle meichash. Umi uvada yi batkine vloi poli itlafkun. That's a chiddush. Because we could say that even according to Maskonin the Gemara, it's not so poshut. But Teisve says it. We could say, if this hadn't said it, I could say that even after the teretz of the Gemara, that Shmuel only be terasophic. So when is it l'chol apoches isophic? Isophic, if it's batkine, but if they didn't, they won't bedek. Why should we be cheshesh? Why should we be cheshesh? Maybe he wrote it with invisible ink. We don't have to be chayshes. So Teisa says no. Since there is such a thing, and he said Arizigita, so it's not just we are conjuring up, you know, conjuring up something unusual, because after all he said Arizigita. So, but we see it's blank. So even though he didn't test it, since he said Arizigita, Teisus discussed it in the previous. So mele we have to be cheshish. But the Havamin of the Gemara was, we have to take it for granted, on the basis of the fact that he said Arizigita. So now the Gemara says, now we don't take it for granted, but cheshish we have to be. Why? Because he said Arizigita. Yeah, but he says, suppose we were Vedic and it didn't emerge, so then is the poet laf gloom, and then there is nothing to be cheshish. What is that to be cheshish? Maybe by the time of Nesina it did emerge, so that's inconceivable. Monefshach. Now that we use chemicals, my dinari doesn't emerge. Alaskama bechamul a time in the scene when it wasn't treated with chemicals. So it's highly, highly, highly unlikely that it emerged by itself. That's what he says. Umiyuvada yibatkinu vli polit lafku. Now, in order to go over the thesis, time of the kiksav, so we have to go over the next piece of Gemara also. Omar Rabine, Omar li ameimar, hoche omar mireimar, mishmei de rav dime, hane bitredi oiv gite kamaye, tzricha li mikriye, the eidim before whom the get is nimsa, the eidim isire, they have to read the get, to know that he's giving her a get that is a get kosher and everything. Meise, harei ze gitach min etlosi, vizor kosel yamu ilei ol chol dobar oved, vichol zavi omar shtar pasim u ishtar amone u migoreshes, viloi kol imenu lei isho. Vi yamre tzricha le mikriye, bosam dikarye mi moce omar loch. And if you say that it's that he get before he's handed over to the Isha, so it has to be read by the Eidim Misire. So once it is read by the Misire, so what kind of a chiddush does the Braisa tell us? That if he says, if it fell into, if it was dropped into the fire, into the water, and then he says, if it start passing, how can there be Salkedaito that he should be Nemon when the Eidim read the star and they saw it was a get? So what kind of a chiddush is it? So the Gemara says, lo itzriche di bosa di karye aile li beyode viafke. In other words, that price has reference to the case where it was read. It was read. Now, if it was read, so then, how is a chayach to say, how could the be salkadaitoch, that he's nemon to say shtar passing? Then the Eidim know that he's lying? No. Suppose it was read before the Nisine, and they gave it back to him, and then he put it in his pocket. And then he took out from the pocket Ishtar, and he gave it to her. And then she dropped it. So then we could argue, after all, he put it in the pocket, you know, so it's like all the magicians today, you know. So Mimele, so maybe he put it in the pocket, he left it in the pocket, and then the so-called the document that he gave her was Ishtar Pas. And where's the get? The get remained in the pocket. The get remained in the pocket. So Kamashmalo, no. He's not them. He's not them. That's already a chiddush. Loitzriche, the posa di karyal, the biode, the aft, maritim, chilufe, chalfe, Kamashmalo. Now let's see the Rashi. Hane betrayed him, Sir Lebiodi, Taras Knofov. Yeah, all right, now, next piece of Gemara. Hau Gavre, the Zorak Legita Lidbisi, Libene Doni. So, a certain Baal threw the get to his wife between the Baals. In other words, so he has to give it to her yacht, so what kind of Nisin is it anyway? No, the answer is, suppose it's her basement and she has barrels of wine, you know, in the basement. So it's chotza, chotza mitachas, mitam yodi israboy. So when you throw it into her chotza, into her basement, so then it is considered like putting it in her yard. But he threw it between one barrel and another barrel. So we don't know what was done. Then somebody picked up a document, a piece of parchment between one bell and the other. What did he pick up? A mezuzah.
So, and then he says, and the Baal could have said afterwards, no, I gave him mezuzah. I said, I was teasing her. But actually, I dropped the mezuzah. Of course, she's not in the rushes. Omar Rav Nachman, mezuzte b'ne donel ishrich. Mezuzte b'ne donel ishrich. In other words, it's the mezuzah is not lo ishrich. V'hanem miledi ishtak achode. Aval beiz v'gimu midho havoye ho name hale. V'hite imer arboim shaklu. In other words, but suppose he found so mizuzdeh bein edonel ishriche, so that means that is the thing that he dropped, even though he said arizigitir. But we see, we found the mizuzdeh. So that, like this, how is it possible to find the mizuzdeh bein edonel? The answer is, he dropped it, that was the thing that allegedly was a get, so it was a mizuzah, so she's not mikrashis. But suppose we found two mizuzahs, three mizuzahs, and the get we didn't find, so then she has to be cheshish. Maybe she's mikrashis. The chumra. She's mikoshes. Then, if the husband dies, so then she'll be asur lekayim. The chumre. Why? Because you say that mizuzah midan lishrichet. But here something unusual happened. Some mele. It could mean that and maybe he gave her a get. Maybe he gave her a get. And where is the get? How is it we don't find the get? The answer is no. Maybe the arborim made it up. Avotat lad lishri avizui shezorakze vin lochu shemoget zorak lovelovat. Avotat lad vonorinu shezeli zorak lexavechot. Midavoy al kocha choda avay osam yikore. Umido have havataname amrin and have osam. Vize get zorak. Veime arborim shoklu. Alright, now let's see the thesis. Now it's a very complicated Indian. Very confusing. The thesis here we have two ishenas. Time di kiksav. Holek kiksavle. So if it is true that we have to be cheshish, shemom milin, the Braise could have mentioned the bigger chiddush. Why doesn't the Braise mention the bigger chiddush? Apparently, it's not so. We don't have to assume that it was written with invisible ink. Vim tema hod binon di kiksav mishum de chozav omar shta pasimu. V'chai gavne hoche gabin yocholok im choza v'oman yocholoku hoyo ne'emon avo leilom kol zman shom agetu iz migoreshes. He says, what kind of a kash is it again, Shmuel? Maybe the reason is why. The reason is why the Braise doesn't mention a bigger chiddush, that if a Baal says arize gitech and he gives her something, and then he says it was a niyocholok. So he's not Nemon, because here he says Chozavom Ashtapasimu. So suppose in this case, so because Shmuel does not have reference to the case where he says the Baal says that at the time of the Nesine he gave her in Yocholok. He says, on the contrary, at the time of Nesine, it had a real get. And now it's in Yocholok. Now it faded away. So, in that case, is Chayshinon Shemem Meimelin Kosve. Mashinkin, the case where the Baal will say that he gave her in Yocholok, so of course then he would be Nemon. ויש לימא דחיבן דיסלקדאי תוחשתן עם גורשס ודאי כמה שמואל. So Tesis says, in view of the fact that the Havamin of the Gemara was that Shmuel says it not only b'teresofik, but b'teresvada, you would take it for granted, דחשתן עם גורשס ודאי כמה שמואל, אם כן לחושב רייסה במאי שהוא ניוחלוק. So the fact, since it's a vadai, so the fact that it's in Yocholok is no reese. Vim ken kishachosa v'roma namen Yocholoku islo nimeima de lafkol ki menu leisro t'moheche di kiksav. What's the difference between where there is a ksav and the Baal says that it's ishtar pasim, so it's not nemon. And the case where there is no ksav. But since Shmuel says that even though we see it's a blank piece of paper, we still have to take it for granted, not only of the Bereshis. That means that he, as long as he said there is a giter, so it's considered as if we saw it. Because he said there is a giter. So what difference does it make? Whether it looks like a ksav, and the question is what was written, or it looks blank. After all, why? If it looks blank, so it's a reyese. If it's a reyese, how is it ishivada migreshes? Because of the pasile. So it's a certainty that it was written with invisible ink. Why? Because he said, some is no difference between the case where they didn't see Iksav, but they don't know what was written, or they didn't see a blank piece of paper. Vim king is Chosef Oman Amen Yocholuk Islomima, the Lafkoti Menelis, like Meyachadi Iksav. Vim tena, but then the question is, how could there be such a Salkat Aitoch that Shmuel men be Teresvada? What justification is there in taking for granted that when the Eidim see a blank piece of parchment, a blank piece of paper, that it was definitely written with invisible ink? Meirateis. The answer to the Eidim Tema. Veichas lakdadim gereshes v'alekoma kibim dinireshun yocholot v'yish leima kibim dioma. So there are two torus in this thesis. V'yesh leima kibn, the first teretz is kibn de oma hariz e giteich bidobar muet mem ninon li baal keich ed amrinon baal shoma gerash di ishti memon hoil vi yod li garsh. So the first teretz is the reason as to why the hava min of Gemara was that Shmuel is a vadai. Why is it a vadai? Because he said there is a gitter. And Baal Shomar Grashtes Ishti is Nemon. So Mele, when the Baal gives us something and he says there is a gitter, so he's also Nemon. Even though from the circumstances it appears he gave her a blank piece of paper, but since there is such a thing as Meimilin, so Mele we take it for granted. They're on the basis of the fact that the Baal is Nemones and he said there is a Giter. So in effect said he was giving her a get. the debt must have been written with my milk. They're the first terrorist. Iname, the second terrorist says, no, Baal Shoma Gerashti Ishti is Nemo. So then, when the facts do not seem to contradict what he says, but when he says he's giving her a get, and Lifimara say Neinu, it appears that he was giving her a blank piece of paper. True, there is such a possibility, but it's not something that is done every day. I mean, even now, I mean, with all the technology. So when is it done? In intelligence service, but like this, who writes with me milling with invisible ink? So Mimele, so it would be extending the halacha of Baal Shoma Gerashti Esish Tinemon. Baal Shoma Gerashti Esish Tinemon, when there is no Reyes Ekeneget. But here, if we see a blank piece of paper, even though it's possible to explain it on the basis of Mimilim, but that's stretching it out. So Mimele, there is a big Reyes Ekeneget what the Baal says. There is circumstantial evidence that tends to indicate that he was not saying the truth. So Mele is not demon. So how could the Gemara have his Alkitaitor that Shmuel Biteres Vadai? So the Gemara, the answer is the Gemara had this Alkitaitor assumed that Shmuel had reference to the case where there was a Kree. Iname, the Aire, the Kayu, betray me, Kore. Like the Ukimte, the Gemara later, the Aile Libiodei Viafki. In other words, when he said, I want to give the get, and he told the Misira to eat, so they ate it. The Misira took the get from his hand, and they read it as a get. So originally, he gave the Edim a get, not a blank piece of paper. Then after they finished reading it, the Messiah gave it back to him and he put it in the pocket. And then he took out from the pocket and gave it to her. And then we saw that what he gave was a blank piece of paper, a blank piece of parchment. So Mele, he says, Iname, so what is Shmuel saying us? No, since the Edim saw that he had the real get, but the Edim gave it to him and he put it in his pocket. Then he took out a piece of paper and gave it to her. And then we looked at it after it was in her hand, and we saw it was blank. So Shmuel said, in such a case, that's what the Gemara and the Havamin assumed. In such a case, since they did check it and they knew that he had to get ready to give it to her, and he said there is a gitach also, and now it looks like a blank piece of paper, so you have to take it for granted that probably was the same piece of paper, and at the time of the Nisine, the ACS did not fade away as yet, but now by this time, it faded away. Biteras Vala. Inamedaya de Kayu Bitrimi Korval be Yavafil Rashin Gumhalf in Yaholikum Shmuel, Loibishas Nisine Rosh and Yaholov, Dim Kena Filhoyo Vadai Kosubi Milani get. Again, so when it says Niocholok, it doesn't mean that Bishas Nisine Mamesh, they saw it's a blank piece of paper. Bishas Nisine, they didn't look, they didn't see what it was. But then half an hour later, they looked at it and they saw it was blank. So then we say that it must have faded away within the half hour.
Because
Ki I said half an hour, and Tisha says an hour. Oh, it doesn't make any difference. El Shoa Achas Hanesine Ki Shio Sheisius Yechilis Livola Ro Shoyu Niocholok. So Tesis assumes, Tesis uses the expression Shoachas because he assumes that it takes an hour for Asius that already emerged to be Nivla again, to become invisible. So, Kishio Shezhiru Vola Roshin Yocholok, Veid Yeshleimar, the Bishas Nisine, it could be, Shmuel has referenced the case where they, at the time of Nisine, it looked blank. But the Eidim was standing at a distance, at the other end of the room. So Mele, they could not see very well, but it appeared to them Cholok. But it's possible that they did not see very well. V'yishlem b'shas nisine ro'um ro'chei, v'ideim lim yo Cholok, v'yishemo imo yum aynin hoyo isi es nikorin. All right. Now, my narap v'shrach me'ichkul pasrimi. ושמול נמח השני כמה השל יצריך לאוק מדי בתקיני תכל בתקיני נמי כלמי השמי ובדה יבתקיני לפעול אפקון צריך למקרה that's also a very important thing צריך למקרה כאילו מסיני נדבישן בסמוך לא יצריך את ליבוס הדיקר יעילה he put it in his pocket and then he took out from the pocket and gave it to Isha so apparently so obviously the Kriya takes place before the Nisini really Then Tesis says, Echidish, Vilu Ikarye Nired Lehaviget. Suppose they didn't. Tzrich Lemikre. So is it Lechatchile? Is it the Evet? So Tesis says, it's not only Lechatchile. It's the Evet. And it's not a get. What not a get? Midrabono or Midrais? So it's Mashma Midrais. It's not a get. Vilu Ikarye Nired Lehaviget. We'll soon see. So anyway, Teisves establishes the proposition that if a get has to be read by Idi Misire, suppose it's not read by Idi Misire, so then the get is no get. The get is no get. And the Nesikelim of the Shochanor, the Bishmuel, the Chalkas Mechaikeik, the Taz, they all say, now there is a Machlekes, we learned it several times, Daf Dalet in Teisves, Daf Yud in Teisves. There is a Machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Meir, whether either Simekars or in Misirekars. How do we pass? We pass certainly by get, we pass like Reb Lezer and Misirekars. Then there is a Machlekes Rishenim, according to Reb Lezer and Misirekars, say, suppose there are no in Misirekars, just either Sime. Is it good or it's not good? So Teis Veshite is that by get, without in Misirekars, it's no good. And Teis Veshite is by get, without a Misir, it's no good even according to Rameya, because of the other halacha of Indor Shebe'ava Paras Mishnai. The Rif and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashbo, they all say that even though we pass like a blessed Misir, but the Yachsime without a Misir is also kosher. But then there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ran. Why is it Yachsime? Most Rishenim say that even though we pass like a blazer that in Misire Karse, but it is Sime without any Misire is kosher. The question is not like Tesis and Rabbanitam. Rabbanitam Shite is, the other pole of the Shite of the Rif and the Rambam. According to the Rif and the Rambam and most Rishenim, so even a little bit of a blazer, a get with it is Sime without any Misire is kosher. And according to Rav Netam, so even according to Rav Meir, the Dersime Karse, but by get there is another problem. If they are not in Misire, in Dovo Shebeavo, Pachas Mishnaim, Likim Adovo, some Kaddish Beloi Eidim, in Mekodeshes, so if he is Meiser, the get, that has a Dersime, without any Misire, so it's like Mekaddish Beloi Eidim, so it's the Likim Adovo is like. Now, then, So there is a double machlekes between Teisves and the Rif and the Rambam. First, on the question of shtoris. So Teisves shita is that on the question of shtoris, according to Rabbi Lezer, only the misira can validate the shtar. But the chsima without the misira cannot validate the shtar. And then there's another machlekes on the question of in Dovah Shebe'er Paras Mishnayim Likim Adovah. So according to Rabbi Netam and Teisves, even Alibid Rameya without any Misire is not Migrashes, because there has to be a Misire who seeded the Gerash. But, and the Rif and the Rambam say, no, even accord, even by Get, so Idach Sime is good without any Misire. So then there is the Shaile of Shtoris, but according to Rabbi Lezer in the Misiri Karse, so the Ramban says, as far as the question of Shtar is concerned, so when Rabbi Lezer says in the Misiri Karse, he means Afe in the Misiri Karse, but the Chsime certainly validates the Shtar into Shtar. But Rameya holds only the Chsime make the Shtar into Shtar. Rabbi Lezer says there are two ways how to validate the Shtar. Either by Idach Sime or by Eide Misir. That's the question of Shtoris. Then there's another question. That's the Pshat of the Ramban in the Shita of the Rif. The Shita of the Rif is the Shita of Most Rishim. The Shulchan Aruch is not even Cheshish for the Shita of Rabbi Netan. And the Shulchan Aruch means Paskins, Bivadai, that she's migoreshes the Eved with the Yachsime without the Misir. And so as far as the question of Shtoris is concerned, so the Ramban says it's good with the Yachsime without the Misir, because when Rabbi Lezer says the Misir Kase, they mean after the Misir Kase, but certainly the Yachsime validates the Shtar into Shtar. The Ran says now, according to Rabbi Lezer, who says the Misir Kase, so only the Misir make the shtar into shtar, and without any misire, it's not a shtar. But still, a shtar with the chsime without any misire is also valid as a shtar. Why? Because the chsime become a misire. That's the gezeiras hakosof of shtoris. You know that Reb Chaim emphasizes so much. That's the gezeiras hakosof of shtoris, because that's how shtoris operate. After all, an ishe comes to Bezdin, produces a get, Bezdin tells her she can get married. How can she get married? Maybe he didn't give her the get. The answer is, if the Baal hadn't given her the get, how does the get come to into her hands? When the Yachsime are finished signing the get, they give it to the Baal. Now the Ishi is producing it. So that's how the Rai of Shtoris operates. And the same thing is true when a Malve produces a Shtar Avoye. So we know there was Alvoye. Same thing is true if Mikabo Matone produces Ishtar Matone. So we know there was Aknoi of the Sode. Otherwise, how would he be able to hold it? So that's how the Rai of Shtoris operates. That's the Pesachos of Shtoris. And how does the Rai take effect? Because the Rai Yachsime, suppose the Amo Yachsime, so then it's no Rai defect that the Isha produces get. She herself could have written it. She knows how to write a get, so she herself could have written it. And she has it. But since it has Eides, and the Eides are not going to, after they sign it, to give it to the Isha, only to the Baal, how does it come to the Isha's hands? So that's the Rai of Shtoris. So Mele Daran says, Alpidin, only the Misire, according to Rabbi Lezer, can validate the Shtar into Shtar. But then you ask, so why, if there are no Yimisire, just the Yachsime, so it's also a good Shtar? Because the Yachsime become a Yimisire. They become a Dibiro and the Misire through the Gzeres HaKosov of Shtoris. The Lashon of the Ramban is Anan Sade, She Haget Nimsa Miyodei Liyodo. And that we have, that Lomdes we have to say, even according to the Ramban, because the Ramban the Rif says that even by getter yachsime without misir is kosher. So Rabbi Tam says no, even according to Meir it's not kosher because of the Kimador. So what is the shita of the Rif? So even according to the Ramban, as far as the question of the Kimador is concerned, he'll have to apply the same lamdas. But the Ramban will have to apply the same lamdas as the Ran in connection with the Shaila of the Kimadovo, but he doesn't apply that lomdes in regard to the question of Shtores, whereas the Ran applies the same lomdes not only in regard to the question of the Kimadovo, but also in regard to the question of Shtores. So Mele, all the Nisikilim of the Shulchan Aruch say that when Rishenim say without Kriya, it's no get. Without Kriya, it's no get. So according to Tesis, we paskin like a blazer. That goes without saying. All the Rishenim, Gemara paskins like a blazer. But there is a machlekes Rishenim, whether according to a blazer, it's a good star. Eder sime without a misir or not. So according to Tesis, it's not a good star. It's not a good star. And there is one lashon teisa that even by shtamatone eidach sime without the misire, where there is no aloha of likim adavo. So eidach sime without the misire, it's not a star, it's a chas b'val. So Nisikilim say, according to teisa shite, that eidach sime without the misire don't make the star into a star. So what makes the star into a star, the misire? So the misire have to know that it was a get that was nimsa, mi'alabar li'isho. And if it wasn't read by them, how can they be sure that he was meiser a get? Maybe he was meiser shtar pasim. Maybe he was meiser a shtar amona. Maybe he was meiser a notebook, I mean, a paper he wrote in college. How do they know? So, Mimele, it's Eino get midraise b'tirasvada. That's a big chiddush. But the Nisikilim say that. And according to Teisves, that according to Rablezer, a dechsime without misire cannot validate the star into a star. So, who validate the star into a star? Deli misire. What do you mean? Just the Messiah by seeing, and they don't know what they are seeing. So if they read the get, they know they are the Messiah and the get. But if they didn't read it, they're not the Messiah and the get. They are the Messiah and a piece of paper. But what kind of piece of paper? They don't know themselves. They are not in the Biro and the Messiah because they don't know themselves. So even if Tlapishmai is Galia that he did give her a get, but the get is no get because it lacks a misir. I mean, it's very mistaber, but it's a chiddush. This is what the Bishmuel, the Chalkas Mecheikik, the Taz, they all say. Mashein kei. Now, the Rambam Shite is that if a get was not read altogether, so then Sofik Migoreshes. Sofik Migoreshes, but not Vadain Migoreshes. So they say, because the Rambam Lishito say that Eidach Sime without Eidach Misire is a good get. Now, so, of course, if there are no Eidach Sime and it has to become a get through the Eidach Misire, then the Rambam will also be made that if they didn't read it, then it's Vada in Megreshes. But in the case, like the usual case, every get has to have Eidach Sime, that's Takonis Ram Gamliel, with Nitikon Eilam. So every get has Eidach Sime, and it has Eidach Misire too. So Mimele, according to the Rambam, says, Sofik Mikreshes. Why? Because if Klapishmai is Galye, it was a get, not Ishtar Pasim, so then they were Eides. Because according to the Lomdes, one second, according to the Lomdes of the Ram, because the Yachsime are the Messiah, so the Yachsime for the Xerzakos of Eshtores are the Messiah who read the get, you see. Who read the get, but we don't know whether it was get, maybe it was Ishtar Pasim, maybe it was Ishtar Amone, some male Isopic Migrashis. Anyway. Tesis here says, the Ilikarye nired le haveget, midl nishane hochem maskim Ilikarye, mashma, the Ilikarye in the Migrashis, vim tema, titnan le kamon bazereik, kosav get liish, visheva liisho, vito vinosan, ulachas man get yeti mitachas ideo ish, visheva mitachas yadisho, teitse mizel mizel. In other words, let's say, you know, when the Sefer and the Edim, they sign a get, and they also sign a Sheva for the Ksuve, so they do everything in one package. So then, Lachas Man, so a very strange thing happened. The normal thing is that when the Baal gives a get to the Isha, and then he pays for the Ksuve, so then the Isha executes a Sheva, a receipt, that gives it to the Baal. Now, of course, the Sheva is also Ishtar. Like any other Ishtar, a receipt is Ishtar opening. The Gemara Mamtzia says, according to Abaye, so it has retroactive effect. So it's considered Mechila retroactively, as of the time of the signing. And if the Edim signed the receipt in Nissan, and the Ksuve was paid half a year later in Tishrei, and then it was delivered from by the Isha to the Baal in Tishrei, so it has retroactive effect, and the debt of the Ksuve is cancelled as of Nisan, even though the payment, why? Because Edim Versum of Zohanle, so Sheva is Ishtar, Mamesh Ishtar, it's not just the Raya that he got paid. Sheva is Ishtar. The Aloch of Ida of the Sum of Zohanle applies. So here, after a certain period, we found out this very strange thing happened. The normal thing is, who should be able to produce the get? The issue. Who should be able to produce the Sheva?
The Baal.
So here the reverse happened. The Baal found out that he was given, that he had in his possession the get, and the Isha found out that she had in the possession the Sheva. So, because of get leish, v'sheva leisho, v'to, v'nosan, ulachas man get yitzim tachas v'diish, v'sheva leisho, that means, what does it indicate? Chas v'sholem, I mean, that's what it indicates, that the Edim didn't act it negligently, very negligently, instead of giving the Sheva that they signed to the Isha, and to the Isha, not to the Baal, and the get to the Baal, so they reversed. Maybe we unintentional, probably without any bad intentions. So they made a mistake, neglectfully. They gave the Sheva to the Baal, and they gave the Sheva to the Isha, and they gave the get to the Isha and the Sheva to the Baal. Sheva to the Baal. Some Melech, they gave the get to the Isha, and the Baal never gave her a get. So she cannot be become gracious. By virtue of the Nisinia from the Edim to the Isha, she has to be become gracious. By virtue of the Nisinia from the Baal to the Isha, so she was an Isis, but she got married, she has children. So Teitzim is El Mezeh, and the Vlad is a Mamza. Mishmeh Teitzim is El Mezeh. Vidai kalobu Isha Rabba in Yivomez, my havel mevat. After all, the Aloha is, all right, the Vlad is a Mamza, doesn't make any difference. She can be a Anuso. The Vlad is a Mamza, and Ishishish gets married as a child, even though it was Beinus, not her fault, so the Vlad is a Mamza. But as far as Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh is concerned, that's based upon the Aloche, that Ishishish is Inso, is Asuro, Libailo. And then there is Aloche Kishem Shasuro Libal, Kach Asuro Libail. So that's why it's Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh. the first husband, that's the Baal, so she's a surah to him, and the second husband, that's the Baal. But the aloha of Ishishi, Shezinso, is a surah to Baal, only Shezinso Berotzen. But if Zinso Bishegik, Zinso Beines, so then she's not a surah to Baal. And if she's not a surah to Baal, she's not a surah to Baal either. So the question is, here they're all innocent. Why is it Teitzin is there and is there? In other words,
the first husband,
because she was no get. So why is Teitzin is there and is there? So the answer is, it's a special knas, even though Midrash say it's not Teitzin is there and is there. Midrash say it's Teitzin Yerasheni. But Midrash not, that's her husband. He just intended to divorce her, but he didn't divorce her. And if he wants if he changes his mind, he doesn't want to divorce her, so he should be allowed to go back to him. Why stays in Zemuse? So it's a special class. Even though Midrash says she's not a soul to the Baal. But why were the Chachomim constant? Because they are Peshea. So what kind of a pshia was there? What kind of a pshia was there after all? I mean, just an accident happened. Nobody was negligent. No, they were negligent. Vidai kol ha'isha rabo, my avu mebet, what kind of negligence was there? Just an accident. Umshane yiboy lelakoy giti. They didn't act gedin. I mean, the Baal didn't act gedin, and the isha didn't act gedin. So, and some mele, the ishe should have made sure. Of course, it might not have been the fault of the ishe. Maybe it was the fault of the one who was misadol the get. So the ishe and the Baal were negligent in choosing someone who doesn't know hilchas gitten and who is not conscientious about the dinim of gitten. Some mele, the ishe herself was also peshas. She also pishas. So hadn't she been negligent, so then such an accident wouldn't have happened. So maybe the Chachomim counseled her, the Teisim is Elze. Why? Because she was negligent. Why was she negligent? Because they should have read the get, then it wouldn't have happened. My avul mebat umshani boil akroigit. So in other words, so that Mishnah in Perek HaZirik has reference to the case where the Isha and the Baal were negligent and they did not conform to the requirement of reading the get. So here it says why? Because a mistake happened, because they reversed the procedure. The Edim gave the get to the Isha and the Sheva to the Baal. They gave the get to the Isha. But if they hadn't been Machliv, so then it wouldn't be Teitzim Izemuse. But Monefshach, if it is reference to the case where they didn't read the get, so then the get is no get, even if the Baal had, even if the Edim had given the get to the Baal, and then the Baal would have handed over the get to the Isha in the presence of the Edim, it wouldn't have been a get. So the same thing of Teitzim Zemuse emphasizes the fact that the reason as to why Teitzim Zemuse, because it's a very strong kash.
Why would it be no good if the Baal handed her the get?
Because the Gemara applies the Mishnah to the case where they didn't, the Edim Isirah neglected to read the get. So no, there is no Edim Isirah. And according to Teisves, that according to Rav Lezer, the Misira Karse, so we either seem without Misira, the get is no get. Only if it's Nimsa Bifnei Misira. What does it mean, Nimsa Bifnei Misira? Not that the Edim should look like dummies. They have to know that the get is Nimsa. But if they didn't read it, so they don't know that the get is Nimsa. So if you ask them, what do you know what was Nimsa? So they'll say, how should we know? He gave them a piece of paper. What was written in that piece of paper? We didn't read it.
So that means there was no Yidin Mesira. So she's not Migreshes, so it's an Ishashish. So even if it hadn't been Nuchlav, it should be Teitzim Mizem Mizeh. V'yeish Leimah, Dinei De'asur Linosei B'Likarye. Likarye, so there are two Terutzim. And these two Terutzim are very important. V'yeish Leimah, Dinei De'asur Linosei, because all the Rishenim are divided. Some Rishenim agree with the first Teretz, and some Rishenim agree with the second Teretz. So the first Teretz is, V'yeish Leimah, Dinei De'asur Linosei B'Likarye, so the Tzanar HaKadosh, in other words, so Teisves in the first Eretz is modifying the apparent big Chiddush that he mentioned at the beginning. Mashma de Leikarye Einu Megereshes. So it was Mashma that Einu Megereshes Midarais. And as the Nisikelim say, according to Teisves, that the Chsimu without the Mesira is no good. So Mele, if Leikarye is considered without any Mesira, here Teisves is modifying. He said, no, it's not considered without any Mesira. Because since he says Arize Giter, so that means that the Mesira know that he gave Reget, even if they didn't read it. But it's only midrabbonon. Only midrabbonon it's in a get. But the Eved in Nises is loitates, since it's only midrabbonon. So according to the first Lashon Teisves, Teisves is modifying what Teisves said before. Because the beginning Teisves says, V'loikarye nirad la'avigetin, shanach maskin likarye, mashmo likarye nimigreshes. And what's in Megreshes? So the Bishmuel says in Megreshes because Teisus Lishitose, that's why Teisus used the Loshon in Megreshes. Because Teisus Lishitose, that according to Rav Lezer, that in Mesira Karse, Eirach Sime without any Mesira is no star, no get, so in Megreshes. In Mesira means they have to know. If they didn't read it, how do they know? So Teisus is saying, no, even if they didn't read it. He says, Arize Giteich. So it's considered midraise if they read it. But midrabbonon it's not good. So it's not good loitinose, but in nises loitis. That's Teisus first wash. Then Teisus is another wash. Iname hosom be'aile li biyode v'katsinole di boyele li meda miyad la kruye. So the second Lashon says no, that if they didn't read it at all, no kriya, then it's midirai saying it. So when the poskim say according to Teisves Shite that idachsim without misire is no good according to Rav Lezer, some male even in the Arid Mesira, but if it wasn't read, so it's considered as if there are no Arid Mesira. Mesira doesn't mean you just act like dummies and look. They have to know what they look, what they see. If they didn't read it, so they are like dummies. I mean, they are not considered Arid Mesira. Some male, it's no get midrash. But the Mishneh that says, only if there was a mistake, if they exchanged the documents, they gave the wrong document to the wrong party. So the Edim gave the get to the Isha, then it states in Zemezeh. But if they had given the white star to the, if there was no Uchlaf, so then it's not Eitzin Zemezeh, because that Mishnah's reference to the case, or there was a reading. So how was it that this mistake occurred if there was a reading? No, so there was that situation. In other words, the Edimisire, the Baal gave the Edimisire the get to read it. They read it, it was a real get. Then they gave it back to him. And then he put it in his pocket, and then he took out from the pocket a similar piece of paper, and
they didn't treat it again. After, so they are mechuyev to make sure that to read again, but that they neglected. So they were negligent. They had to, they were mechuyev to, since he put it in his pocket, so they are mechuyev before he read it, before he gave it to her, to take it again from him, after he took it out from the pocket and read it again. And then they are mechuyev to make another kriya after nisine. That's the lechatchile. So they were negligent in all that. They were negligent in all that. And they, one second, please don't adopt me. Do me a favor, don't adopt me, please. Please don't adopt me. I asked you so many times. Why do you forget? So then, after a certain time, so they found that something unfortunately happened. In other words, the Isha produced the Shever, and the Baal was in the possession of the get. So then, since there was one Kriya realized, so the reason as to why it states Mizeh Mizeh, because there was Huchlav. But then you'll ask, but since one Kriya was realized, so how were they negligent? How were they negligent? No, they were negligent, because there is a chiyuv midirabbanon to make two kriyas, and they neglected it, so that's why they're considered patient. Iname hosom bail biyodei vikaisinolei di boyeleni meidam yad la kruye oi lachanisine machashebori vikilk umi oina asurolinose ili korosheinis kitikoma roche laf kolkimeno leisro afal gav dal koch likora boso hoche voyorogi ri likreis kedem amnisine lachanisine umi upshite dim likora kedem amnisine Alright, anyway, the important thing is that two lishinas in Teisves. And the Rais 11, according to the first Loshin in Teisves, if he get his nimsa to the Isha in the presence of a misire, and no kriya is made, so Midraisa the get is a good get. But the Rabbanon the get is not good. And Loiti no say, but in Nisei is Loiteis. Like all the other Rabbanons, most Rabbanons, sometimes he states even a Rabbanon. Alright. So in Nisei is Loiteis. Why? But Teisa Shiti is that according to Reb Lezer, that the Misire Karsis, so the Simu, without the Misire, so the Shtar is no Shtar. The answer is, but here they are the Misira, but the Misira didn't read it, but it is taken for granted, since he says, Arize Giteich, the thing that he gave to the Isha, that was a get, so they are considered the Misira. Now, and of course, according to the first, so it's considered a good get Midrash. According to the second Losh, no. So Mele, if no kriya was realized, so then the get is no get midrash. Not only sofik migrashes, and sofik ingrashes, but vada in migrashes. Why vada? Because you have to have, in order to make the shtar into shtar, there has to be edmisira. Edmisira doesn't mean they have to see. They have to know what they see. They should be able to be edim biro. If they look and they don't know what they are seeing, they don't know whether they saw a get being handed over from the Baal to the Isha. So the Lord is here. So even though it has Idir Simes, so Teisa Shite is that Idir Sim without Messiah does not make the Shtar into a Shtar. So Mele, it's Vada in Megrashis. Now, once we accept the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that Eder Sime without Eder Misire also makes the Shtar and the Shtar, then we couldn't say, even according to the second Loshen Teisves, that's Vada in Megrashis. Because then it's a question of fact. Was it a get or it was a Shtar passing? But if Klapishma is Galye, it was a get, so then then they are the Messiah, because they dechsim it themselves, al-pidin are the Messiah. Or, as the Ramban says, they dechsim it themselves can validate the star and make it into a star. But if we don't know whether it was a get or it wasn't a get, so according to the first Lashon Teisves, and at the Raisa level, it's not a Sofik, because since he said there is a Giteir, some Mele, we take it for granted, and at the Raisa level, that he gave her a get, some Mele, they dechsime aredim Yisirel, and they dechsime aredim Yisirel, and it's a good Gereshin. But if we cannot take it for granted that it was a get, and this Mamesh, objectively speaking, there is a suffix whether it was a get or was a shtar pasim, and according to this second Lashon, there is an objectively it's a suffix, we don't know. So according to this Veshite, it's Vadin Grashes, according to the Rambam Shite and the other Rishenim, that either Sime without the Messire is also a good star, some Mele it will be suffix Migrashes. This is the Tamsis of the Shittis. Right, now let's see the two. Simen Kuflamede, Hoedim Shenesin Haget Lifneye, Srichim Likreise Kedem Nisine Lachel. Vim koru achar anisine veloy lifoneo have a get vitinose lechatril. That's what Tisha said at the end. Loy koru o klal vinevat viuei mer shalhoi o get mashenosolo elishtar behalme. Now here you see a third chite, not exactly besides the two Lishenis and Teisves, the Lishitas Rambam. Lishitas Rambam is like a combination. Not only a combination in regard to Vada in Migrashes or Sofim Migrashes, so that's because of a different reason, because the Rambam Shite is most Lishenim, that even without Eder Sime themselves, without any Messiah, some Mele, he makes the star into a star. So mainly it couldn't be Vadin Migrashes, so it has to be Sofim Migrashes. But there is a third chite besides that point. So the Torah says, Loi koru klal v'nevat v'yu eimer shel hoyo get ma shenosan lo elo shtar be'alme loi tinosei upsulo likune v'nises loi teitzei. So that's like the first Lashon Teisves. Then, what should he say? Ulfi aloshna sheni b'teisves. So, izin migrashes. Fi aloshna sheni b'teis. Loikaru klal. If not nevat. Vueimer shalhoyo get. Suppose it's not nevat. According to the second Lashon Teisves, why dafke nevat? He says, the Torah says, Loi karu klal v'nevat v'eimer shalhoya get mashinosan lo el shtar be'alme loi tinosei upsul likune. Nevat, suppose not nevat, so it's tinosei also. Is that in accordance with the second Lashon Teisves? No. According to the second Lashon Teisves, it's not tinosei, it's in megreshes. All the chlapoches, sofik migrashes. All right, we are not chishish for the shita of thesis that eider sima without the misira is no shtar. But sofik migrashes. So why does he say, loikaru klal v'nevat v'eimer shalhoya get mashenosan l'shtar be'alme loitinosei. Loitinosei. But suppose it's not nevat. It's not nevat. And according to the second Lashon Teisves, loy karu klal, loy nevat, and we see it, she has it in her hand, we take a look at it, it's a get, a real get, it's still in the Megarashis. All of the apoches, if we pass on like that regime that it is similar without any misere, so is good. So here it should be Sophic Midrashis. And here the Torah says, Loika Ur Cloud, we never do a mere shall hoya get Mashinosolo, a Lestabe Alme, Loitinose, Upsulikune, Vinicis Litate, implying that if it is not never, then it's Tinose, Lechatrile. So that's not in line with the second Loshin tastes. So the Goen points out that this tool is the tool does not pasken, is not even cheshish for the second Loshin thesis. Is not cheshish for the second Loshin thesis. And because if the tool had been cheshish for the second Loshin thesis, so you wouldn't say, loikaru klal, we never had voim eshoye get mashinosono el shtar be'alme, is loitinose. He would say, loikaru klal, we loinevat. The Achshov Hoedim Ubezden Kirim Es Aget V'Reim Shu Get, so is Mikureshes Misofik or in Mikureshes Bevadai, but that is certainly we don't pass like this. We pass that they will Yechsime without any Misire. It's also which da so Mikureshes Misofik. He says if Loin Evad. So then it's even Tinose. So it is obvious that the tool is not even cheshish for the second Loshin Tesis. The Goyim points out it. Anyway, so it's like the first Loshin Tesis. So he says, Loikaru klau v'nebad v'uim ashol hoyo get ma'ashenosun olesh d'abal me'loi Tinose u'psu olikune v'niseis loi teitzei. Even if it is Nevat, and even though it's Tatel Reyeseh, first of all, it's Nevat, and then the Baal says it was Ishtar Pasim. So even so, it's Loitez, like the first Loshin Tezis. We are Rambam Kosav. Then he mentions another Loshin, but not Tezis, second Loshin. The Rambam is more Machmir, but not as Machmir as Tezis. We are Rambam Kosav. Afilaimir Habal get kosher hoyo, Harezu Sophic Midrashis. Not only, either the Torah just said that when is it Loitinose, and so only if Nevat, and the Baal says it was Ishtapasim. But if the Baal says it was Iget, then it's Intinose. But the Rambam says, "Afileimer habal get kosher hoyo hariz esofik migreshes if nevat." So the Rambam doesn't go as far as Tesis second loshen, because Tesis in second loshen says even loy nevat, because damnoid misire, so it's bad enemy migreshes. And the Rambam says, if loy nevat, then we know. And if loy nevad, so if loy nevad, so then, and we know that it was iget, so then the get is iget kosher. Of course, if loy nevad, so we know it's iget, so the get is iget kosher, because since it has a dechsime, so mele ne dechsime. Make the star into a star. Some mele it's a good get. We understand this right answer. But if it's nevat, so then the Rambam says something crashes. Because if it's loy nevat, so then we take a look at the get and we see it's a get. But if it's nevat, it was thrown into the fire, into the yam. So you really don't know, so it's a real suffix. The fact, the Rambam is chilek on the first Loshin Tesis. First Loshin Tesis holds that in view of the fact that the Baal said, Hareze Giteich, some male is considered on the Reise level if it is, as if there was Kriye. So the Rambam Shiti is no. The fact that he said, Hareze Giteich, That's not a substitute for clean. In order to be sure that it was a get, they must read it. And if it is nevad, so they cannot be sure that it was a get, there is a possibility it was a shtar passim, so mele, it's a fik migoreshes, because maybe it was a shtar passim. V'ramam kosef afileim erabal, but if it's nevad, so then there is a real suffix, according to the Rambam. Maybe it was a shtar passim. So afileim erabal get kosher, or you raise a suffix migoreshes. Koru v'inosnu libal, ויכניסיל בין יודוף לכתחיל לצורך לקרוא איזה פעם שניס, כי נשאיתנו לו פה. לא יקרו ונוסנו לו ואין אשר חליפי, ונוסנו להשתרחה ונבד, הרי זה מגרשס, ואיתי נוסל לכתחיל להקיד משקרו פעם אחת. Now, but in order to understand this Shulchan Aruch Pesach, we have to go over the Gemara Daf Pei. Very important. In order to understand the Shiras Rambam and the Pesach Shonoch, we have to go over the Gemara Daf Pei, the Mishnah. Daf Pei Omid Aleph. The 11th line from the top of the Omid. Pei Omid Aleph. Kosav Sefer Get Liish. V'sheva liisho, v'to v'nosan get liisho, v'sheva liish, v'nosni zel ze, ulach hazman, harei aget yeitze miyado ish, v'sheva miyado isho, teitze mizel meze, v'chol adrochim ha'ilu. But what the Mishnah mentions in Yevomes, I mean teitze mizeze, the knas of the Chacham. Reb Lezer Eimer, and we pass like Reb Lezer, im li'alter yi, אם לאלתא יוצא, אין זה גט. אם לחזמן יוצא, הרי זה גט, לא יקול ממנו מנורישן לאבי סחוזי של שם. So Reb Lezer is חלק על תנקמי, and we pass like Reb Lezer. תנקמי says, under all circumstances, it states in his own way. So Reb Lezer says, it all depends. If we see that the Baal has the get in his hands and not the isho li'alter, so then it states in his own. But suppose lachas man, after a number of years, we see that the Baal has the get, not the isho. So then we presume that the Eidim did not make the mistake. The Eidim gave the get to the Baal, and then the Baal gave it to the Isha. How come that the Isha does not produce the get, and the Baal produces the get? So we have to explain it. We have to attribute. We don't assume that the Eidim acted so negligently to act like this. I mean, what kind of people are they? I mean, to give the wrong document to the wrong party. So we presume, if it's l'alter, we see that, so then there is no other, then we say that the Eidim acted neglectfully. But if we see that fact, lachasman, so then we say the Eidim gave the get after they signed it to the Baal, and then the Baal gave it to the Isha. How is it that the Isha doesn't have it? So very simple, the Isha lost it and the Baal found it, so he has it. That's what Reb Lezer says. Reb Lezer Eimer, im li'alter yotzo midi Baal. In the get, im lachas man, the get is yes, from the Baal. How is the get? Loikol menu minorishein. Loikol menu minorishein. Labis rusishal sheini. In other words, just because the Baal says, well, the Eidim gave the Isha the get, gave the Isha a get, and then the Isha gave it to me because thinking that it was a Shefer. So it's not never to say that. In other words, everybody acted so negligently. I mean, we say, you know, that the Edim gave it to the Baal, and the Baal gave it to the Isha. And how is it that the Isha can produce a get, the Baal doesn't produce a get? The Isha could have lost it, and then the Baal found it, or something else might have happened. The Gemara discussed it. There might have been collusion, you know, if she got married to another man, and suppose she's sorry that she married other men, so there might have been collusion between the Baal and the Isha. So the Isha gave back the get to the Baal in order the Baal should be able to say that she was never divorced, in order to her to take away from the second husband. So loy kolorishe in lachas man yotzo the get in tachas yodei harei ze get loy kolimenu min orishe in leabishul shoshin. Now there is a machlekes in Gemara about that. Daf pay on the base. The tenth line from the end of the Amid. Because of Asefer Vitor, Vinosan get Lisha Vishiv. Rav Lezer Einarim Lealta Yotso, so he states it. But Ilachazman, Loikol Kimen. Heiched Dome Lealta, Veiched Dome Lachazman. Omar Rav Yudah Omar Shmuel, Kolz Man Sheyeshvim Vasukim Beisinien Zel Lealta. Omdu Zelachazman. Veravade Barave Omar, and we pass like Ravade Barave. Loi Nisei Zel Lealta. If this unfortunate thing that the Baal is able to produce the get and the Isha the Shever, it happened after she got married to a second husband, then it's already Lachasman. But until she marries a second husband, it's considered Laalta even if 20 years have elapsed. Loi Nisei Zel Laalta. Nise zel lachazma. Nise zel lachazma. So, the Gemara says, Nan, loy kolimenu, if it's lachazman, the Baal is not nemon. Loy kolimenu minorishen labischusi sholshen. Bishleim ravade barave hainiston shen. Who is the sheni, the second husband? Because we say, hainiston shen, el lishmuel, my sheini. So the Gemara says, "Schuso royal sheini." So Rashi explains it. Misheyotzo sosom lifneidim becheskes migereshes. Migereshes. Zochso the moment she came out from Bezn. So it's not a sukim beisinyan anymore. Zochso inosu lishein. So, all right. Or Tesla says, Vim Teimal Ravade Barave, the Meikele Vishenises, Mashe Pirish Bekuntres, Mishmoshoshe, the Knunye, Ma Knunye Shayach, the Hidden Dinises Lisheni, Limotzol Arzio, the Tesim Mizel Mize, Vish Lema, the Pomim, the Nabal Soma Libe, Shosol Arzio, the Ise Knunye. In other words, because Rashi explains it, that why do we say that Lachas Man is the Baal is not Nemon? Because we are Cheshish for a Knunye, collusion between the Baal and the wife. All right, now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Kuf Lamed. Hoedim Shanaisnim Haget Lipneyan Srichim Likreise Kedem Nisine ויטב לקריסי גם לחנסי, זה זדרי לחתחילה, ואם לא יקרו אל לחנסי ולפעד מגרשס, וכן אם יועידו ביטב שזהו גיטו, ולחתחילה אנו נהגים שהחוכם המסדר הגט, כריס התחילו וסייף עם מועדים, והכן שאל יסייף היה, אם זהו הגט שנכתף לשמי ולשמו, ושנגרש, והכן שאל הולכת מעדים, אם מקי יחסימוסי יחסימס חברי, ואם חוסמו זה בפני זה. סיב בייס, קורו ונוסנו לבעל אוי לשלוחי, ויכניסי לביס יודי, so there was one kriya realized, but then they gave it back to him and he put it in his pocket. Vinosno tzorch likreisei pam beis kidin shit neilo. Shneilo because there might be machlif. Vim loikoro, if they did not make, they made one kriya. So now they made one kriya, but then they gave it back to the Baal and he put it in his pocket. So they were supposed to make another kriya before he handed over, but they neglected it. But one kriya was made. Vim loikaru vinosnilo vizorkos eliyam oileish harizim gerashis hoil vikaru tchilo ein cheishishin loy sheikh lifu. So the Goyen says, "In cheshish li sheachlifu." So he says, "Kmo shekosof teis veshom bitiratz hashem neinam." In other words, because only in the case where there was one kriya realized, but he put it in the pocket, so then they should have made another kriya, lest he took out, lest he was machlif. So then, if he didn't, so then the Eved, it's okay. Let's say, but if not even one kriya was realized, then it's not okay, even the Eved. So that's in line with the second Loshon in Teisvus. That's what the Goyen says. So he says, קורו ונוסנו לבעל לשלוחי ויכניסי לביס יודי ונוסנו לו צורך לקריסי פעם בייס כדין שיתנה לו ואם לא יקורו ונוסנו לו וזורקוסי לים ולאיש הרי זה מגרשס. As long as one kriya was realized, but a second kriya, after he took it out from the packet, was not realized. So then in cheshon lo sheichlifu, כתירוס לושם בייס בטייס, וזה גויין סס. ולא יעיד, אלא אפילו אומר הבעל, שטרח להויו, ולא יעגד שקורוסו, אין אינם, in as much as one kriya was realized. והרי מגרשס, וכן אם עגד ביודי, ומראי סי, איז נאמון, כל זמן שלוי ניסס. Now here there is something new, in the מחבר. ואם אגד ביודי ומראי סי איז נמון קולס מנשלי ניסס. That means, there's reference to this kind of a case. When one kriya was realized, and it was a get, then they gave it back to him. And then he put it in his pocket. And then he took out a shtar. He took out something from the pocket and he gave it to him. And then she threw it into the fire. And then, so if he says that when he took out from the pocket, he took out another star, a star passing, and the get he never gave her his in anymore. But suppose when he says that he took out from the pocket a few minutes before, he took out his star passing from the pocket. So he proves it. He says, no, I did, and you want to see that I didn't give her the get, even though I had the get with me. But when I took out from the pocket, I took out the shtar passim. I'll take out now the get. You see, I have the get still in my pocket. So that's a raya. So v'im haget biyodei umarei say, is namon. even though one kriya is realized. We say that if one kriya was realized, and then he they give it back to him, and he put it in the pocket. Then he took out something, a piece of paper from the pocket, and gave it to the Isha. And the Isha dropped it in the fire or in the water. And then he said that what he gave to the Isha was Ishtar Pasim. He's not Nemo. Because we take it for granted, it wasn't a different Ishtar. It was the same Ishtar. But suppose when he says, I gave her Ishtar Pasim, I didn't give her the get that was read by the Eidim, that I left in my pocket. And the get is still in my pocket, and he takes it out and shows it. So then he's Nemo. V'maged b'yode yomare yisi Nemo. So this is the portion. It's very mistaba. But the Mechaber adds a few words. Kol zman shaloi nisis. As long as the woman didn't get married yet to his second husband. But if, let's say, this happened. He gave the get to the Eidim to read it. The Eidim read it. And then they gave it back to him. He put it in the pocket. Then he took out from the pocket a piece of paper and he gave it to the Isha. And then he gave it to the Isha. And then he says, "What I gave you." And he gave it to the Isha. 1 second, he gave it to the Isha, and then everything, they all left. And then the next day, the same woman got married to another man. Then 2 days later, they all come to Besdin, and the Baal says, "Oh, what I gave you." And you threw away into the fire, into the water, that was Ishtar Pasim. So they tell him, Bezin tells him, what you mean? It was that you're not Nemon to say such a thing and be Meitzilaz and the woman. So he said, no, I'm not able to be Meitzilaz and the woman. Well, here is the get. So I still have it. Since she already got married, he's not Nemon to be made here on Mitachas Bail. That's why he says, V'imaged b'yodei umarei seiz nemon, kolz man shalinises. But suppose, let's say, a week ago, when he gave the get before the Nisine, he gave it to the Nisira to read it, they read it, then they gave it back to him, and then he put it in the pocket. Then he took out a piece of paper from the pocket and gave it to the Isha. Then the Isha, the moment she received it, she threw it in the fire. It's gone. And then everybody left. Then, in the meantime, she got married to someone. Then the husband comes to Besdin with his wife and he says, no, I found out that I gave her the wrong thing. I gave her Ishtar Pasim. And the get I still have in the pocket, but she's already married. So then we say he's not Nemon, even though he proves it because he has the get in his pocket. Why is there such a halacha that im aged biyode yomare yisei Nemon kol zman Shaloi Niseis, but if Niseis, even though the get is biyode, he produces it. A week later, he produces the get and he tells the person, you see that when I put the get back in my pocket and then I give her a piece of paper, it was another piece of paper, Voraye, not the get, because if it had been the get, how could I produce it? So then it's not Nemot. That's because of the Gemore, that pay. Like Havade Barave. So then now it's mamish, the same case as that pain in the Mishnah. When Rav Lezer says, we pass like Rav Lezer, Kosaf Sefer get liish, v'sheva liisho. V'to v'nosan get liisho, v'sheva liish. V'nosan is elozeo, lachas manara get his mitachas liish, miyad liish, v'sheva miyad liisho. Teitzim is el mizeh, v'chol atorachim ha'ilu bo. Rav Lezer imerim, la'alta yotzo, ein ze get. So there's a machlekes between Shmuel and Ravad Barave, and we pass like Ravad Barave. Shmuel says le'alta means calls man sheish basukim b'sinyan, and Ravad Barave says calls man shaloi niseis is considered la'alta, and what is considered lachas man niseis. So mele in this case, when the Isha walked out of the bezin, and he didn't say shtapasimoyo, but a week later he comes with Isha the bezin, and he mentions say a whole story, and he produces a get, and that should be considered as a raya, that what he said, his story is true. So Ablezer says, no, lachas man munchis niseis, we are not chishish for his story, because then we assume that there was a knunya between them. He wants to take away from the second husband, and mimele there is, she gave him back the get, and it's not true what he says. So that's the reason as to why the Mechaba Paskins, v'maget biyode yomare, he say, Nemon calls man shalinisis. Now it is very interesting to see the Be'er Agor.
See what?
The Be'er Agor. Without the Be'er Agor, I wouldn't understand the whole Simen Shulchan Aruch. I wouldn't understand it. Even after going through the Bishmuel and everything, but without the Be'er Agor, I wouldn't understand it. So he explained it. V'maget Biyodei umarei so, that's Gimel. Nemon calls manshal in Isis. Gimel. Tmoishe kosuf pei alef. Rablezer eimer. Ravade baraveshon. Uchmeishe nifsak likamen simen kufnun alef. In the case of kosuf sefer vitor. So lachas man is not Nemon. Then siv Gimel in the Mechaber. Harei shalei koru aget chila v'nosne lo bifneim v'zorkosei no kri at all. So far the Mechaba discussed situations where one kri was realized, but he put it in the packet, and then he took out a piece of paper from the packet and he gave it to her. Then he mentioned the whole story, shtapasim, this, that, but one kri was realized. Now he discusses the case where not a single kriya was realized. So there you have two lishenis and teisves. According to the first lashon teisves, if no kriya was realized, im nises loiteisi. According to the second lashon teisves, so im nise is even im nises teisi. When do we say that is loiteitse, if one kriya is realized, but if no kriya is realized, so according to second Lashon Teisves, it's teitse. It's teitse, and according to Teisves, it is vadanim gerashis. So all the poskim and iskilim explain it, because this is shitose, that a dechsime without a misire is no get. So it's vadanim gerashis. But according to the other Rishonim, that the Chassim without the Messiah, it is a get, so it couldn't be Vada in Migrashis, but at most it could be Sofik in Migrashis. So this is what Mechaba Paskis. Harei shaliko haget chilo, v'nosnu lo bifneim, v'zorkosi leir liyam, afal pi sha'ba leim ha'kosho hoyo, harei ze Sofik in Migrashis. Harei ze Sofik in Migrashis. So, but then he says, so not vadai in Megarashis. The reason as to why it's not vadai is because vadai in Megarashis could only be a libe de shita of thesis that the shtar of the idechsime without the misire is no shtar. So it's vadai in Megarashis, not sofik. But we certainly don't pass like that sheet of thesis. We pass like the other Rishonim, that the shtar without Edechsime, with Edechsime, without Edechsime, is a good shtar. So here it could only be Sofik Migrashis. So it's Sofik Migrashis. But according to the second version of Teitzves, it should be Sofik Migrashis even if it's not Zorkosei Leir Oliyam. But the Mechaber Paskins, like Rambam, that if it's not Zorkosei Leir Oliyam, then it's Mgereshes. But if it's Zorkosei Leir Oliyam, so then it's Ofek Mgereshes. Harei Shalikora Agetrilo, Finosnul Bifneim Bizorkosei Leir Oliyam, Afal Pisha Baalim HaKosheroyo, Kosheroyo, Harei Ze Mgereshes. Vafilu im Nisi Steitzi, the Ramoetz. Vafilu im Nisi Steitzi. Let's see. Harei Shali Kore Haged B'Trilo, so it's Ofik Mgereshes, Vafilu im Nisi Steitzi. So he says, Kmo Ishe, so the Goyen says, Kmo Ishe Kosfu Teis Veshom B'Tirus Hashem. Not according to the first Lashon, except B'Tirus Hashem it's Vadeni Mgereshes, and we couldn't say Vadeni Mgereshes because we don't pass like thesis that Ishtar without any Mesira, even if it has any Chsime, so it's no Ishtar. So it is Ishtar without any Mesira, and here it's only Sophic Mgereshes, but it's in line with thesis at Lashon. Harei כמו שכוסווי כמו שכוסו בתי זנאו וילו יקרי ואפילו אם ניסס תייצי so the Goyen says די לא יקיטירו צרישן תייסווס that says that אם ניסס לא יתייצי even without the but like the Tirus Hasheni, not like the Tirus Rishi. The Atur Posa Kitirus Rishi. So he says the Mechaba, because usually the Mechaba follows the Psak of the Tur. Here, the Goyim points out, he doesn't follow the Psak of the Tur. Because the Tur Paskins, like the first Loshen Teis, he says,